good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody's having a fantastic day out there. Currently 63 degrees. It feels like it's 85 in the studio. So joining me this morning is, of course, from Coffeyville Community College. We have Yvonne Hall joining us this morning. And Yvonne, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It is beautiful out there. So I'm doing very well.
Absolutely. So, and it's going to be another nice day here in the SEK. And let's go ahead and get started. Quite a few things going on over at CCC as the school year, the learning part of the school year is technically starting to wind down. But, of course, we want to lead it off with, of course, the big story going on over at Coffeyville Community College. Of course, the men's basketball team are the national champions.
Oh, my goodness. If you were not at the game or were not able to watch it on live stream, you missed out. You totally just missed out.
I listened to it on the radio. So,
or the radio.
So, and I was laying in bed, my back was hurting, I was like, ah!
It was intense. Such a fun season. Such a fun season. Men's and women's basketball had an amazing season, but of course the men were able to take it all the way and win the national championship, and we could not be more proud. I do want to give a shout out to our Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, the City of Coffeyville, the Fire and Police Department. They were amazing welcoming home our team.
They escorted them in. That was great.
All the way from the northern county line of Montgomery County through Independence and then down into Coffeyville. And our guys were so stoked when they were not aware that they were going to get an escort in.
Yeah.
And I guess when the driver, Dean Strimple, was coming up and he saw the lights, he was like, guys, I think we might be getting pulled over. And they were like, what? And so then they're all looking, and then the sheriff just pulls out in front and leads them, and they were recording and, you know, hooping and hollering, and it was just, we cannot say enough about those that support Coffeyville Community College, so all the way around, and congratulations to our basketball team.
And it was exciting, and also congratulations. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Congratulations to Coach Herkelman. He's been so close so many times and finally able to get over the top. If you see the video on Coffeyville Community College's official Facebook page, you can see as the time runs out, and you can see Herkelman hug somebody, and you could just see the emotion because he just grabs him hard and hugs him. And it's just finally, it's almost like that monkey is now off of his back.
Absolutely. 5 years in a row that he's been to the national tournament, and this year they were able to pull it off. And, you know, kudos to our students as well and our fans, because we had quite a little showing there in Hutch. And
it sounded like it was loud in there, too. I think they were only allowed half capacity, but it sounded like it was a full house.
There was a lot of folks in there and a lot of supporters from Coffeyville. And thankfully, you know, our students and our fans were very respectful. They did not charge the court. We've gotten some really good news and comments from folks that have given kudos to our students and to our supporters. So it's just a great day to be a Raven.
Yeah, and the other cool thing that was about it was an all Kansas final.
And
all Kansas Jayhawk Conference final. So
this
just goes to show you, you know, Cali won the region tournament, and they were the highest seed at an 8 seed, which to me kind of disrespected the Jayhawk Conference.
Uh-huh.
And then guess what? The 8 and 10 seed came up and were the final two teams, and I just go show you we play some good basketball in this conference.
We do play some good basketball, and that absolutely, I agree with everything that you just said. There's no reason why students aren't coming to play in the Jayhawk Conference.
Absolutely. So. All right, and as we get back to enrollment for school, we have the summer and fall enrollment currently going on, correct?
Yes, we are currently enrolling for summer and fall. We are doing things a little different in that we are encouraging folks to contact our Student Success Center for advising. We want to make sure that we're doing giving the best opportunity to our students as far as taking the classes that they actually need, so that they're, you know, not just taking classes to fill space, but they're actually completing courses that they need to be able to move on to the next level. And so our Student Success Center, Pam Fear is our director of that, and she and her team have taken the lead in enrollment. And so if you are looking to enroll at Coffeyville Community College, then send an email to studentsuccess at coffeeville.edu, and one of those team members will get you taken care of and get you scheduled to come in and visit with them about your class schedule and what it is that you need to be able to move forward.
All right. And also, this is graduation week there over there at Coffeeville Community College. So your graduating sophomores are going to have a very hectic week. It does start today with taking books back to the bookstore. But again, the actual graduation comes up this Saturday at 10 a.m.
May 8th is going to be a crazy day. And just for clarification, students, you do have classes today. Some of you still have classes today. So don't think that you can just go turn your books in. And then take your finals, because we still have classes going on today. But yes, May 8th, graduation day. You know, we had talked about we were going to do just a virtual graduation, and then the CDC and KDHE came out with different guidelines, and so we have opened that up now, and students are allowed to invite 4 guests. Because we will not be able to social distance, more than likely, mask will be required. So if you're coming to graduation, please know that for your safety and for the protection of our students, faculty, and staff, we are asking that you wear a mask, or requiring that masks be worn inside the gym. So May 8th, graduation, 10 a.m. Students are super excited about it. It's just going to be a great day.
Absolutely. So graduation, it doesn't matter what if you're going from middle school to high school, or high school to college, it's always an exciting time.
Absolutely. And then it will be live streamed as well. So first time for us, we are going to live stream graduation. So we will have folks in the gym as well as be live streaming for those that are not able to make it to Coffeeville.
All right. And then, of course, we have the Dick Foster Memorial coming up. And I'll tell you what was really cool, the first football game of the year, they actually they honored Coach Flores and Coach Dick Foster before the game and had a moment of silence, which I thought was very, very cool. And so, but that is Dick Foster Memorial, correct?
Yes. Well, you know, 2 major impacts on Coffeeville Community College athletics right there. Coach Flores, of course, passing away just last year. And then Dick Foster he's just a staple at Coffeeville Community College, you know. And when you think football, you think Dick Foster. So.
Exactly, especially in the NJCAA. He also won a title over at Fort Scott Community College. I mean,
yes.
One of the best NJCAA coaches of all time, period.
Absolutely. And we had an alumni who purchased stickers that say DF on one side and then Flo on the other side. And so our guys have been remembering them the entire season with little stickers on their helmets. And we're just happy to be able to do that. And then this Saturday at 1 o'clock, we will be having the Dick Foster Memorial. And again, that too will be live streamed. We do believe we will be able to social distance a little bit better, but still masks are going to be asked that people wear their mask. And then after that, then some of the folks will move on to some other events. You know, we were going to go have a football game, and then Fort Scott canceled their season, and so now we will not be doing the football game. But soccer will be playing. I believe they're playing at 4 and 6. We've moved their game a couple of times to accommodate graduation and the memorial, and I believe they are playing at 4 and 6, and they're playing at home. So it's going to be a full day on May 8th. It's a great day to be a Raven and come on out and support those that are graduating. Pay your respects to Mr. Foster's family, and then go watch some soccer.
Absolutely. Be a lot of fun. You guys have a virtual auction coming up, correct?
Yes, we do. It starts May 15th. This is new for us. We typically have the large auction face-to-face, and we usually have between 500 and 600 people. And you know, with COVID and all of the restrictions, we just didn't think that we should do that this year. Last year, we canceled it. This is a huge part of our scholarship funding. It's an endowed scholarship auction. And so we rely on these resources to help us be able to provide scholarships to the students that come in. Not only from Montgomery County, you know, over 50% of our students are Montgomery County students. And so they benefit greatly from from this auction, but we're moving to a virtual auction this year, and we're hoping that it's going to be just as successful as the face-to-face auction. There are going to be still some of the same large items that we normally have. I know we've got a green egg. I know we've got a Blackstone grill. There's some beautiful planters over there. I'm trying to think... You know, running through my brain what all I've seen over at the foundation office. But there will be a website that you can go to. And if you go to coffeeville.edu, it'll direct you to where you need to go for the virtual auction. And I'm told that there will also be an instant run. Like if you're right at the edge of the auction time and somebody outbids you, you're going to get a notice that says, hey, somebody just outbid you. And then and then that item will be live for another 10 minutes. And so that should be kind of fun to see how that works. But
could have a lot of back and forth.
You could. So you might want to take a nap earlier in the day because the auction, I believe, runs until midnight. So if somebody outbids you at 11:59, then it's going to keep going. So be prepared for that in case you've got that one item that you must have. You might want to take a nap earlier in the day. And we're going to have Travis Young. I've invited him and Sally to join us next. My next time to be here would be, May 17th?
Yes.
So the auction will have just kicked off. And so... Travis has taken Sally Presson's place at the foundation office, and so we're going to have them come in and share some of the items and talk more about the auction, just the auction, on the 17th of May.
And I know Travis pretty well from his time coaching at Cherryville High School. Got to talk to him a few times this
year. He's a great guy.
Absolutely, he is a great guy, and he looks like he's 18 years old, and makes me mad because I don't look that young anymore. Anyway, and then coming up, the Quack Clash is coming up. It's that time of year.
Oh, it's getting close, and you know, we switched this up. I think it was maybe last year. It might have been the year before that we joined Consolidated with Summer Celebration.
Yes, I think it was last year.
Was it last year? I couldn't remember if we've been doing that one or 2 years. But anyway, we participate on Summer Celebration Day, which I believe is July 10th this year. And so it is a fun event for us. Again, it helps our programs, all of our programs, activities, athletics, whatever, raise funds for their programs. So it's a great way to support our students, whether they're athletics or academics, and it's just a great way to help and help develop and grow that program. So, and it's fun to watch the ducks race.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. The fun part is watching those ducks race. So I know. You're just like, go, go, go.
Yes. So,
all right. But again, that's going to be a lot of fun. That is coming up July 10th and in conjunction with the Coffeeville Summer Celebration coming up this year. And I know everybody's excited about that for this year.
It's an amazing event.
It is.
Summer Celebration is an amazing event. The volunteers that put into that are incredible.
Yeah, the vendors, the musical acts.
Yes.
The musical acts got put on hold last year because, not because of COVID, but a thunderstorm ran through the area at the same time, and it was just like, really? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
But they still were able to have the incredible fireworks show as soon as the rain moved out of the area.
Oh, my goodness. Best in Southeast Kansas, Northeast Oklahoma.
It's incredible. That's one of those times you just get your lawn chair, just sit back and just enjoy the show.
From anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Yeah, it. Yeah, exactly. You could see it from the station over here. So it's a great show. Well, Yvonne, if anybody has any questions about what we've talked about this morning, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me at 620-252-7095, or they may email me at hull.yvonne@coffeeville.edu. Or if they have any questions, all of the information that I've spoke about today is on our website at coffeeville.edu.
All right. Well, Yvonne, thank you so much for coming in today, letting us know about what all is going on over at CCC, and we'll talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour, and then we'll also have the Sandman Financial Show with Sandy Minardi. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.